Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to call the meeting of the House Military and Veterans Affairs Committee to order. It is now 1:02 p.m. on Tuesday, March 27th. We are here in the State Capitol Gruenberg Room, number 120. Present, we got Representative Sponholz, Representative Reinbold, Representative Parrish, Vice Chair Ledoux, and myself, Representative Tuck. Let the record be straight. We have a quorum to do business. We'll start with a little bit of housekeeping. Please make sure that your cell phones are turned off or at least on silent. And I would like to thank Brian Glenn for being with us in House Records and Ben Manley in the back there who's moderating the meeting for us. And then also my committee aide, Kendra Foster. Today we have one item on the agenda. That's Senate Bill 152, declaring September 11th Patriot Day. And I would like to invite Senator Meyer and his staff, Adria Morledge, present the bill.
All right. Thank you, Chairman Tuck and members of the committee. And thank you for hearing Senate Bill 152 today. For the record, my name is Senator Kevin Meyer, and I represent the southeast part of Anchorage. What this bill does, Senate Bill 152, it would officially designate September 11th of each year as the Patriots Day for the state of Alaska. And we were curious as to what Patriots Day meant. So we looked it up in the dictionary. And a patriot is defined as a person who loves, supports, and defends his or her country and its interest with devotion. And we just thought that that is very appropriate for what happened on September 11th in 2001. As you know, there was four planes that were hijacked, three of which were deliberately flown into buildings, one in the Pentagon in D.C. and two in the World Trade Center towers in New York City. And, of course, the fourth crashed into a field in Pennsylvania. But nearly 3,000 people died in those attacks, making this the biggest, worst act of terrorism ever on the United States soil. But the nation was inspired by the heroic sacrifices of our first responders, the firefighters, law enforcement, military. And what's really interesting is just a lot of normal citizens that were just responding to the cries for help, the shrieks of terror, and trying to make their way through the smoke and dust that were in these buildings to try to get to innocent victims. And in the process, many of them gave the ultimate sacrifice. So on October 25th, 2001, a bipartisan resolution to make September 11th a national day of mourning was introduced in the U.S. House. There was 22 co-sponsors, 11 Republicans, 11 Democrats, and the legislation designating September 11th as Patriots Day was passed by the House and Senate unanimously. That doesn't happen very often. And it was signed into law by President Bush on December 18th, 2001. And, of course, the first Patriots Day was observed then on September 11th, 2002. And, of course, in observance of Patriots Day, the flag of the United States is flown at half-mast or half-staff at the White House and all U.S. government buildings and various establishments throughout the country and the world. I mean, this didn't just impact the United States, it impacted the whole world. And flags are encouraged to be displayed in individual American homes, and a moment of silence is observed in many places to correspond with attacks beginning at 8:46 a.m., which was when the first plane struck the North Tower, the World Trade Center. And each year here in Alaska, the governor issues a proclamation formally recognizing September 11th. However, it's varied between governors as to what they refer to it as. Some have referred to it as Commemoration Day, some have referred to it as Patriots Day, and some have referred to it as National Day of Service and Remembrance. However, in the research that my staff, Edra Morledge, did, she found that most states do refer to it as Patriots Day. And again, if you remember the definition of a patriot, we just felt like it was very appropriate to make it official Alaska term and call it Patriots Day on September 11th. So Senate Bill 152 officially recognizes September 11th as Patriots Day in the state of Alaska, and not only honors and remembers those individuals that were killed that day, injured, or courageously provided aid during these terror acts, but also pays tribute to our military who are still fighting terrorism. Our military patriots here in Alaska, nearly 2,100 of them were just deployed last fall from the Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson to Afghanistan to continue the war on terrorism on behalf of all of us, all Americans. So, Mr. Chair, that concludes my comments, and I would be happy to answer any questions that the committee may have. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. We've also been joined by Representative Sadler. Any questions from committee members?
Just a real quick one.
Representative Rumble.
I'm sorry that I may have missed this with a tiny distraction here, but is there a reason why we're not already, like, embracing it and celebrating this with passion in Alaska?
Through the chair, Representative Reinbold, I think somewhere along the line, it's varied between various governors that we've had. I think we researched as far back as Governor Palin, who she referred to it as Commemoration Day, if I'm correct.
Commemoration
Day. Mm-hmm. And so it's just varied between governors, but I think the intent was to call it Patriots Day, and so this would officially make it a Patriots Day, and no matter who's governor, that they would have to refer to it as Patriots Day if we pass this bill.
Any further questions? Okay, just to let the committee know, I do have an amendment from my office, which we worked with the sponsor ahead of time, and that's to include post-traumatic stress injury awareness day onto this. At the time I knew it was locked up somewhere in the Senate. I didn't realize it was locked up in your committee, Mr. Chairman, until just a while ago. I'm the chairman now on this one, but you're chairing the committee that you have in state affairs. I think it's appropriate to have both these bills come together to where we have not only honoring those that experienced the traumatic experience there on September 11th, 2001, but also recognize that many people from that incident and other incidents, whether it's a time of war, time of emergency, time of trauma, that has some sort of post-traumatic stress injury in their lives. And so, Representative Sadler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To the point of your amendment, my question to you, sir, is post-traumatic stress injury limited to those who are military or first responders? I'm trying to get to the nexus between that and September 11th, Patriot Day.
No, it is not limited to first responders or for it's anyone that's had any type of adverse experience that life-changing experience that takes time to heal from.
So the nexus follow-up?
Yes, follow-up.
So the nexus with that, with Patriot Day, is what again?
It's recognizing 2 days, one of them being the September 11th. There was people that did have a traumatic experience on September 11th, but it's not recognizing those on the same day. One is recognizing on September 11th, 2000, from the experience from September 11th, 2001, and so from here on out, September 11th will be looked at as Patriots Day. The amendment would look at June 27th of each year as Post-Traumatic Stress Injury Awareness Day.
Okay. And a follow-up?
Yes, follow-up.
Help me understand, why June 27th?
That's something that was recognized nationwide. We did pass a resolution 2 years ago recognizing that. And now, since it's going to be recognized annually in other states, we're just including Alaska to be recognized that annually, rather than passing a resolution every year.
Right. And so you said the 27th because it was done nationally. Was there any reason for that number being selected nationally? That date, rather, excuse me.
No, but it was a national effort by Honor for All. And while they picked that date, I don't recall. This is a bill that we passed through this committee last year. Representative Reinbold and Representative Parrish.
Let him go first,
Representative Parrish.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think probably like most people around the table, most people in the room, vividly recall where I was when we heard about the attack on September 11th. I just left chemistry class at college. I'd just arrived earlier that year. And I remember the shock and dismay and the way that the tragedy unfolded over the next few hours, how we slowly came to a greater realization of its impact, and then how the tragedy unfolded over the following years, how so many of our brave men and women went overseas, went into very difficult situations, and often returned to us, as so many of my friends did, with post-traumatic stress injuries. I think it's very appropriate to recognize the continuing sacrifices of so many of our young men and women in connection with the spill. As to celebrating the day, I don't know that I ever will. It's for patriotism. I've got the 4th of July, and I love my nation. But to remember a tragedy as anything but a tragedy, and having any import beyond the tragedy is personally difficult for me. However, I all a long way of saying thank you for bringing forward this amendment, and I hope that going forward we'll never take our eyes off the full truth of what happened that day.
Okay, and before we go any further, and thank you for your comments, I really appreciate that, because you just reminded me the experience that I had when this day happened, which I'll talk about here in just a second. But before we talk about the amendment, I think if we're going to discuss the amendment, we should move amendment number one. Ms. Vice Chair.
Yes, I move amendment A.1, which is amendment number one.
And I'll object for the purpose of discussion. Representative Rempel.
Okay. Getting back, it's incredible when you do remember where you were on the day. And interestingly, I was in organic and biochem class. So I just remember looking at my teacher thinking, how in the world are you supposed to have us sit here and work very complex, complicated issues, why we know planes are getting flown in? And she would not dismiss us till the very end. It was just, to me, just amazing. But anyway, I guess in regards to this bill, I think your definition of patriot is incredible. I mean, you know, just the way that you describe it, I mean, people lost their lives on this day, and family members, and so many people are still suffering in so many different ways. So I just think it's a very appropriate way to honor and thank, and I just never forget. And I think that's, they never, ever, ever want us to forget. So I think it's good that we're getting this into state law, because it seems like maybe some people are maybe letting the day pass by and maybe not remembering it as deeply as we should. So I'm very supportive. Where my question is going with this, with the amendment, and also because it's being married to this bill, is anybody following up on the families? I mean, the families who have lost their lives, are they being taken care of? Because we're adding all this Medicaid expansion. Sorry, no offense to that, but I'm just so tired of we keep piling on and adding on and adding on, expanding. And you just saw the bill that they passed last week. Are we taking care of those that are so hurt right now, that either sacrificed, you know, a lot of their physical health or even lost their life? And the family members, are those people taken care of first? Because I'd put them on top of the list.
And I'm taking it as a rhetorical question.
Well, does anyone have the statistics? Are we taking care of those families and those first responders? I mean, there's tremendous amounts of suffering, so it's not rhetorical. It's an actual question.
Yeah, I don't know how we get the answer to that for this resolution.
Call the governor. But,
thank you, Mr. Chairman and Representative Reinbold for that question. It's a difficult question. I don't know if they're being taken care of or not, the families who lost loved ones in on that day. But I do know that if we will honor this day and remember this day always as Patriots Day, that in some way we are helping the families. But I think you brought up a good point that over time now, it's been almost 20 years, people are starting to already forget what happened that day. And so we need to make sure that, at least in Alaska, that doesn't happen.
And if you guys don't mind, I want to share my experience as well. I was home, just woke up. It must have been early, probably between 5:30 and 6. I don't remember, recall exactly what the time was. And my answer machine goes off, and it's my mom's voice, and she says, "Hey, you need to turn on the TV." So I'm kind of half tired, and I turn on the TV, and I couldn't tell what in the world was going on. It was after the first plane had hit, and then the World Trade Center, and then I believe the second plane had already hit too with the Pentagon, but the third plane running into the second World Trade Center hadn't hit yet. And as I was trying to figure out, because they kept going from one scene to the next scene, I couldn't put it together. My mind just wasn't able to, first of all, I couldn't fathom what I was looking at, what I was watching. I just could not fathom it. And then going back and forth, I couldn't put the together and what was really happening until that second plane hit that World Trade Center. Watching that happen just kind of just, you know, stunned me and woke me up. And you know, it was hard to leave the house that morning to go to work due to the fact that so much was being reported and so much was being speculated at the time. And then made it into work, and then fortunately the IBW closed down for that day because it was such a traumatic experience for everybody. And of course, airplanes stopped flying. People in their cabins and people that were out hunting and people that were in remote areas of Alaska didn't know what was going on. They were cut off from the rest of the world because they did not have they were not in radio communication or cell phone communications. You know, they didn't know why their air taxi wasn't picking them up or their guide wasn't picking them up. And so it was just all this mayhem, if you will, that not only happened in our nation but happened in our state. And I just want to point out about this amendment, the post-traumatic stress injury. And I'm just reviewing the sponsor statement, but it says it can develop following any event that makes you fear for your safety, especially if the event feels unpredictable and uncontrollable. And I think that many Alaskans, many Americans felt that way on that day. And then symptoms may include flashbacks, nightmares, severe anxiety, as well as uncontrollable thoughts about the event. And I would say that I don't know that we fully healed from that event almost 20 years ago. And you know, it's going to be a generational thing. I think it's eventually will die out, but do we ever want to forget? And I don't think we do. I think that the Patriots Day, thank you for bringing that forward. I think that is important. It's something that we should be recognizing. And I think if there's one thing that brought us together, you know, much like Pearl Harbor did, this is something that brought our nation together as well, because we all grieved. We all were in fear. We were all trying to figure it out together. So, sorry. Any additional comments on the amendment? Representative Sadler.
Yes, the amendment being Amendment 1, I guess. I would be curious to know, it's always nice to have a nexus with some event. We have Juneteenth that has a certain date. We have Pearl Harbor Day, which, of course, we all know. And now we'll have Patriot Day on September 11th or 9/11. But I'm still trying to probe for what June 27th might have actually happened. I don't think we quite know that. But I would just observe for the record that this legislature has proposed and enacted Indigenous Peoples Day, African-American Soldiers Highway Day, Alaska Reed Day, Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and we're proposing to add Patriot Day and Post-Traumatic Stress Injury Day. So we're taking the one day at a time, slogan and going at it with a vigor. I do have a question to the maker of the amendment. Have you any information as to the number of people in Alaska, our state, for which this will apply, who do suffer from post-traumatic stress injury?
No, not at the moment. I don't know how many people are affected by post-traumatic injury. But the reason why for the day isn't to the reason why is because first we change it from a post-traumatic stress injury. I mean, from post-traumatic stress disorder to post-traumatic stress injury is because of the stigma that comes along with that. It's not something that people are born with. It's something that it happens as a reaction to an experience that was beyond their control and unpredictable. And so we know that a lot of people suffer, especially those in the military, especially those who are first responders. They see a lot of things that the average person doesn't see. They see a lot of trauma or experience a lot of trauma that the rest of us don't experience. And we want to make sure that we have a day that allows them to come forward, to get treatment, to get help, and to talk more than anything, and to share, because I think that's one of the ways that we heal from those traumatic experiences. So we're picking a day. June 27th is something that 27 states have already passed. The United States Senate and the United States House of Representatives also recognized that day. Why that day was picked, I have no idea. But it is a day that everybody's uniting around for people to talk about their issues.
Okay. Follow-up question. It seems to me that I didn't have time to research this, that we had used heretofore the word post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD is the common vernacular. Had there been a PTSD day or somewhere thing that we're changing the name of, or is this creating a different holiday?
There is no post-traumatic stress disorder day. Mm-hmm. The term has been changed prior to any day being selected, and now we're looking at post-traumatic stress injury day as June 27th.
And to follow up on that same topic, there's the diagnostic, is it service manual? Representative Reinbold might know the DSM. Is there any distinction between PTSD and PTSI in the DSM? Just want to make sure we're not identifying.
I can look it up for you if you like.
You're changing the name, so I wanted to make sure we knew the difference.
No, I'm not changing the name. The name has been changed. Okay. And this amendment here just recognizes post-traumatic stress injury on June 27th. That's what the amendment will do. Representative, Vice Chair Ledoux.
Yeah, so I remember that we had some discussion about this in Military and Veterans Affairs a few years ago. And I think that there was a decision to change it to injury, not that we did it in Military and Veterans Affairs, but that the professionals had changed this to injury rather than disorder, because injury sounded like something that was definitely not the fault of the person who was injured, whereas disorder might make it seem like, well, I mean, that something was wrong with them, that they, well, can't quite explain it, but I know that there was discussion along those lines.
Any further questions on amendment number one? I do have some information that was in a packet that House Bill 100 that we passed last year, and it's just some statistics. I know you're asking Representative Sather on some statistics on that, but not actual numbers, but just basically based on percentages. Now we know that post-traumatic stress injury happens a lot with military service and first responder service, but it doesn't actually only happen there. It does happen when with children that experience adverse childhood experiences as well. So it's more than 60% of children ages 0 to 17 experience or witness at least one traumatic event in their past year, according to a 2009 study. There is post-traumatic stress injury that can happen from domestic abuse, physical assault, violence, sexual victimization. And then in the military, we look at the Vietnam War, about 30% of the people that were in Vietnam War experienced post-traumatic stress injury, 10% in the Gulf War, 60% in Afghanistan, and that was Operation Enduring Freedom. And then 12 to 20% in Iraq, which was Operations Iraq Freedom, Iraqi Freedom. So there's some statistics right there. I don't know the actual numbers of people that served in the military at that time, but those were the percentages. Representative Sadler.
Thank you, Chair. Is adverse childhood experience disorder a kind of post-traumatic stress injury?
I know that children experience adverse childhood. There is adverse childhood experiences. They could be looked at as also post-traumatic stress injury if it has a long-term effect on them with the symptoms that were pointed out earlier.
Mr. Chair, could I clarify something?
Sure, Representative Sponholz.
Adverse childhood experiences are a set of defined experiences that can happen in childhood and can result in post-traumatic stress injury, but there is no such thing as adverse childhood disorder or adverse childhood experiences disorder. That is not a thing, just to clarify.
And thank you for the clarification, Representative Sponholz. Also want to say that normally we would have Military and Veterans Affairs people online with us, but they're all in Kotzebue. They're out of cell phone range. Verdi Bowen, who is the Director of Veterans Affairs, has expressed support for this amendment and asked our office to move this amendment. Representative,
if you have a document showing that or any kind of letter, even an email, that'd be good. But
okay. Then, yeah.
I've actually heard him express that same thought, so.
Okay, thanks for verifying that.
You corroborate.
Okay, any further discussions on amendment number one? I'm going to go ahead and remove my objection. Is there any further objection to amendment number one? Okay, amendment number one is adopted. Any further discussions on the bill before us? Yes, Representative Sadler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to, with the sponsors, I hope support, offer a minor amendment to Senate Bill 152, that being on page 1 of the bill in line 9 and 10, I would propose to delete the words "from violent acts," which makes the applicability of the Patriot Day broader, because I think the military and first responders and healthcare providers don't only protect us from violent acts. The military prevents and deters violent acts by their very presence, so there's no violent acts until that would actually happen. I would note that healthcare providers and public health and so forth protect us against disease, which are, depending on how you want to torture the amendment, are not really violent acts. But would the sponsor of the Senate bill consider that a friendly amendment to delete the words "from violent acts"?
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative Sadler. I have no objections to removing that. I'll leave it up to the committee. I have no objection. To me, though, Patriots Day is people who are responding to maybe not necessarily violent, but courageous, I guess. But I guess that could be nonviolent. So, no, I don't have any problem, Mr. Chairman.
So I do make that motion then.
Okay. Can you restate your motion, please?
Certainly. Mr. Chairman, I move an amendment amendment 2 to Senate Bill 152. That being on page 1 of the bill, lines 9 and 10, after the word "provider," insert a period and delete the words "from violent acts," period.
And I'm going to object.
Okay, there's an objection. Would you like to speak to your objection?
Right now, I just want to make sure we have time to process, because I don't know what people could interpret it as protecting from what. I mean, I think there needs to be a definition of protecting us from something. So I just want to open it up for discussion right now.
Representative Sadler.
Thank you. And to that point, I appreciate the question. Basically, it goes to my desire to make sure that we don't exclude people. There are many people that stand in the front lines, sometimes in actual case of violent attack, sometimes in case of actual sabotage or terrorism, but there are others. We include healthcare providers who do stand ready to cure us and protect us through public health, immunizations, immunology, public health, environmental protections against disease. So in that sense, they protect us. And again, the military, I believe that certainly the best, the best defense is a strong offense sometimes, but by their presence, they deter violent action from actually happening. I guess if you actually have to go to weapons-free, you've lost the first engagement. By having a strong military available to us, we can deter violent acts. And so the military, by their presence, don't only protect us from violent acts. They deter violent acts from happening in the first place. So it's a desire to be more broad and more encompassing.
And if I may, the way I read it, we do see that in previous lines here, it's a long sentence, and to honor the individuals who died or were injured in the attacks, the courageous first responders and other individuals who gave their lives to save others during the attacks, and the brave individuals who continue to serve and protect our nation, including military personnel, first responders, and healthcare providers. And actually, I do kind of see how it's a little bit appropriate there, because protecting, to serve and protect our nation could be just security. And that is serving and protecting our nations, too, just watching our borders or protecting our borders or surveillance or anything else. Representative Sadler.
Because, Mr. Chair, I would note, too, that there was a great influx of enlistments following September 11th. Much as there were after Pearl Harbor Day, people that were not in uniform and not in service at the actual date of 2001, 9/11, but who certainly are patriots, even though they joined up after this particular attack. So I will certainly abide by the committee's view on that, but I thought it might help to make it broader, more applicable.
Okay. Any other further discussions on Amendment Number 2?
I'll remove my objection.
Okay.
If the body is good with that, I just think it could really make a difference for some. It definitely broadens it. I don't know if this was intended to be specifically for people who had, acts of violence. I didn't know, but it just seems like if it's September 11th, that was an act of violence. So to me, it really could maybe broaden it too much. I'm not sure, but I just thought it was important to discuss, but it's the will of the body.
We have an objection removed. Is there any further objection? Any further? Okay, well, then without any further objection, Amendment Number 2 has been adopted. That takes us to Senate Bill 152. Is there any further discussions on Senate Bill 152? Representative Sadler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Or Mr. Chair, very briefly, there had been some confusion about whether September 11th should be celebrated as 9/11 Day or as Patriot Day. There certainly has been custom and informal practice. I applaud the senator who's the sponsor for clarifying that. So everybody that observes the awful memory of 9/11/2001 and who appreciate the service to our country by healthcare providers and military and law enforcement and fire. We have first responders, which is even more inclusive. I appreciate the chance to clearly label this day as Patriot Day, and for all the purposes laid out in here, I think it's a good day. I'm concerned sometimes that there are so many Memorial Days that they may get lost, but I think this is one that will definitely not get lost in the clutter of the calendar, so I'm pleased to support it.
Okay, thank you very much, Representative Sather. Any further discussions? Okay, what's the will of the committee?
Hey, Chairman Tuck, I make a motion to move Senate Bill 152-LB-1014/A as amended from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Any objections? And attached zero fiscal note.
Zero fiscal note.
Okay, so Senate Bill 152, here, no objections. Senate Bill 152, LS-1014/A. As amended, with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note, as moved from House Military and Veterans Affairs Committee. At this time, the committee will stand adjourned at 1:36 p.m.